This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Our guest on today's This Week in America says every human has a longing for belonging, the need to feel loved, accepted, and validated. But today's digital culture has broken down the spirit of traditional communities, and people crave the commitment and togetherness that comes with community now more than ever. Howard Partridge is an international business coach, conference speaker, Amazon best-selling author. His new book, The Power of Community, How Phenomenal Leaders Inspire Their Teams, Wow Their Customers, and Make Bigger Profits. A guide to transform your organization by tapping into the human need to connect and feel connected by others. Why today's digitally connected workplace is actually disconnecting us from each other. Next on This Week in America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
Call 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Every organization, large or small, no matter its service or product, depends on one critical element for success, its people. Yet disengagement levels are at an all-time high. 70% of employees report being disengaged at work, and 18% are actively disengaged. The link between disengagement and retention is crystal clear as well. 55% of employees will be actively looking for a new job this year. Leaders are looking for effective ways to engage and retain their talent. Howard Partridge, author of The Power of Community, How Phenomenal Leaders Inspire Their Teams, Wow Their Customers, and Make Bigger Profits, takes a close look at the engagement gap and looks and lays out a proven way to transform any workplace. Howard is an international business coach, number one Amazon best-selling author, and in-demand speaker. He grew up on welfare, started his first business out of the trunk of his car, growing it into a multi-million dollar turnkey enterprise. He's owned 9 businesses, becoming the exclusive small business coach for the Zig Ziglar Corporation, a founding member of the John Maxwell Coaching Team, president and founder of Phenomenal Products, which provides training programs for small business owners. Howard Partridge, author of Power of Community, How Phenomenal Leaders Inspire Teams, Wow Their Customers, and Make Bigger Profits, our guest on today's This Week in America. Hi, Howard. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
It is a pleasure to have you with us. There's so much we want to talk about during the course of the program. And in your book, The Power of Community, you talk about a simple concept to re-engage team members is community. What exactly is community?
Well, community is not a neighborhood or nationality, not in that sense, even though that's important. But in this sense, it is a group of people who are on the same path, on the same mission, They have the same vision, the same values, rather than the typical workplace that you have in America, where everybody is, seems to, at least 70% are disengaged, like you said in the opening, 18% are actively disengaged. The power of community helps people come together on a common vision and live out common values.
You talk about the mission of community inside organizations has really been resonating in your soul for a number of years. Talk about how that developed and what you've seen in organizations where they've adapted this principle of community.
Absolutely. So it's really actually simple, but the way to first start thinking about it is the fact that every human being on the planet has a longing for belonging. They, each one of us want to be loved. We want to be valued. We want to feel accepted. We want to feel like our lives matter. And the workplace is a place where instead of being disengaged, if you want to be a phenomenal leader, helping your team members feel more valued, feel more cared for, feel more encouraged is the key to phenomenal leadership.
And you lay that out so well in the book, The Power of Community, how phenomenal leaders inspire their teams, wow their customers, and make bigger profits. Howard Partridge, the author, our guest on the program. His website is howardpartridge.com. Book is available all across the country. And, of course, you can log on directly to Howard's website, going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Some people will be listening and go, you know, I really have community now. I'm connected. I'm on social media. I've got hundreds of followers. That's my community. And you say basically that's not really a community. In fact, you say a virtual community is an oxymoron.
Right, because true community requires the human touch. I love connecting with people online. But, you know, strangely, it seems that the more connected digitally we are, the more isolated we seem to feel personally.
Yes.
And having those in-person connections. I mean, I would ask the audience, have you ever been in the same room with someone that you love and they were more interested in what was happening on their device than what's happening with you? And the answer would be, yes, I have. And then my second question would be, have you ever been that person? And my answer would be, yes, I have. What's happening in the digital world is so compelling, it's so interesting, it's so inviting, but we are engaging in the digital revolution at the expense of true community, having the people around us who's going to get up for you at 3 o'clock in the morning when you need it? Who is there to support you, to encourage you, and to help you be accountable to being the best version of yourself? And a bigger question is, who are you doing that for? And that's how phenomenal leaders inspire their teams. So I would ask small business owners, I would ask leaders, if your folks felt more supported, if they felt more encouraged, and if they felt like they had coaches, mentors, and people around them that were helping them become the best version of themselves, would they be more inspired? And the answer obviously is yes. And if they felt more inspired and engaged, would they take better care of your customers? And the answer is yes. And when you take better care of your customers, you make bigger profits. So that's the key, is that the power of introducing the power of community through the three keys is the real secret to overcoming this disengagement, this distraction from social media, really engaging with your team to the point where that will transfer over to your customers and give your company, your organization, your business, your nonprofit bigger outcomes.
In the book, The Power of Community, you lay out six ways leaders can build a culture of true community. And you've actually seen this work, and we'll talk about that in a second, how you've seen it in your businesses, you've seen it in the businesses that you consult with. Number one is value others. Talk about why that's so important, and you describe it basically as a game changer.
Absolutely. I've studied for the last 25 years under some of the greatest leadership experts. I learned from John Maxwell that leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. And the way that you gain influence in someone else's life is by adding value to them. But unless you first value people for their inherent worth and their potential and everything that's truly human about people, you will devalue them. And I'm afraid that one of the things that's rampant in the world, not just in our culture, but what's rampant in the world is we look at human resources as just that. And so one of the things that leaders can do is first value people. And when you value something, you will care for it. You will build it up. You will protect it. You will make it even more valuable.
You use, as an example, Microsoft. It's hard to find companies bigger than Microsoft, yet they really care about their employees. Talk about what they do with the new hires.
Right. So I don't know about Microsoft as a whole, but I do know I got to spend some time with Kevin Turner, who was the chief operating officer at that time. And what he did with anyone who joined his team is they spent time learning about that person, and they took time. In fact, they did each new hire did a little presentation called About Me, so that they could get to know that person and who they really were and what their interests were.
One of the keys you talk about, and you break this down, all business when you get down to it is about relationships. You talk about pursuing champion connections. Talk about how we go about doing that and why it's so important.
Well, there's something called servant leadership, and I think that probably many folks in the audience have probably heard of servant leadership. And so we're talking about the two steps that come under support. And servant leadership is understanding that when you help others get what they want, then they will, when you support them, they will support you. I happen to right at this moment be sitting at my office in Dallas at Ziegler headquarters. Now I have an office in Houston. I have a home in Florida as well, but I serve as the director of training operations here at Ziegler. And Zig Ziegler's famous and favorite quote till the day that he passed away was, you can have everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what it is that they want. So if you want to have a good organization, you want to have a great organization, you want to have a phenomenal business, then focus on servant leadership and understand what it is that your team members want, serve them, help them, support them, and they will support and serve you.
Howard Partridge, our guest on This Week in America. His book is called The Power of Community, How Phenomenal Leaders Inspire Their Teams, Wow Their Customers, and Make Bigger Profits. The book is available wherever books are sold. You find information at Howard's website, howardpartridge.com. You can log on directly to Howard's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. In the book, The Power of Community, he lays out some of the keys, the ways leaders can build a culture of true community. One is inspire emotional trust. And talk about the role, the power of encouragement.
You bet. That's the second key, is encouragement. And whereas support is helping people have the things that they want to have, encouragement is helping people do the things that they want to do and that maybe they're afraid to do. Maybe they're afraid to step up into that promotion or to do sales. I have a young lady on my team who happens to be Zig Ziglar's granddaughter, Alexandra Ziegler. And when I hire people, I ask them about their dreams and goals, and I keep that in mind and take interest in that. And then I ask them, hey, are there things that you don't want to do, don't have any desire to do? And one of them was sales. And I said, okay, well, we'll keep you away from that. Well, the opportunity and the need cropped up for her to help out in sales, and she needed some encouragement to do that. Through that encouragement and that leadership, she was then able to step up and is doing a phenomenal job in sales, something that she wasn't interested in, said, no way, I'll never do it. But through encouragement, Zig Ziglar, her grandfather, said that encouragement is the fuel on which hope runs. Everyone needs that fuel to do the things that are maybe difficult or scary to do. And there are many things in your team's personal life and professional life that they're afraid to face. Maybe it's a difficult situation. Maybe it's running a marathon. Maybe it's getting healthy. Maybe it's writing a book. And what happens is when you encourage them, the right people will encourage you. If you go through the whole process and you find that people don't respond, then what you found is that you've attracted the wrong person. And that's another piece of it, is a phenomenal leader, the first act is to attract the right people. But you can only attract the right people by being the right person yourself.
And then when you find them, you talk about getting in the gift zone. Phenomenal leaders develop others. Talk about how important that is to develop other people, to bring them along as well.
You bet. Part of the encouragement is recognizing their gifts, reinforcing that gift, and then helping them develop their gifts. I go through an overview of a number of different personality profiles, behavior styles, and resources that leaders can use to understand people's personalities, their needs, their makeup, and their gifts. And practicing gift exchanges, this is how we develop people. Everybody has a gift, and you want to develop that gift. That's another way to encourage people and to strengthen your team.
We're just touching the surface on these keys. They're all in great detail, and we'll walk you through the process in the book, The Power of Community, How Phenomenal Leaders Inspire Their Teams While Their Customers and Make Bigger Profits. In the book, you discuss open-hearted encounters, and these are sometimes very difficult to create an atmosphere in a workplace that encourages candor and honesty. So often people are afraid to speak up. Talk about how we get over that hurdle.
Well, life is, and business is all about relationships. All of business, all of life is about relationships. And in the Leadership Challenge series, the writers of that, the book, The Leadership Challenge, and the series, including a book called Encouraging the Heart, talk about the fact that leadership is at its core a relationship, the relationship between the leader, the manager, and the team member. In a culture today where a one study revealed that the average employee would forego a 20% raise to get their manager fired, is a far cry from what we're talking about. So I'm going to use a four-letter word here. I'm going to use the L word, and it's called love. Phenomenal leaders love others. And the fact is that all business, all of life is about relationships. And when you support people, when you encourage them over a period of time, and they respond to that, it opens these amazing opportunities to then enter into the third key, which is accountability. And accountability in this sense is not just do your job or else, but in this case, it is a helping people become, helping people be the person that they want to be. Everyone wants to be a better person. Everyone wants to experience being the very best person that they can be. And when you support people and you encourage them, then they will respond and become a better person, become a stronger team member. And so phenomenal leaders love others, which create these open-hearted encounters where you can have amazing, deep conversations to help you become a better person. But you can't do that right out of the gate. You can't do that until you've supported people for a while. You can't do that until they know. Zig Ziglar also quoted this often quoted phrase that says, nobody cares how much you know how much you care. And he added these two words about them. No one cares how much you know about your industry, how much you know about being a manager, how much you know about the processes, until they know how much you care about them. People will go to extraordinary efforts to please you, to be accepted, to be validated, to feel important, and to be a better version of themselves.
The book is exceptional. The title I love, The Power of Community, How Phenomenal Leaders Inspire Their Teams, Wow Their Customers, and Make Bigger Profits. So if you inspire your team while your customers and make bigger profits, that's win-win-win. You're ahead of the game right off the bat, aren't you?
Absolutely.
It's just, it's an excellent read. It's by Howard Partridge, international business coach, founder of Phenomenal Products. His website is howardpartridge.com. Again, the name of the book, The Power of Community, How Phenomenal Leaders Inspire Their Teams While Their Customers and Make Bigger Profits. Howard, I enjoyed reading the book, having a chance to talk about it with you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us.
Absolutely my pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
Call 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention, business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9605. 800-430-9605. 800-430-9605. That's 800-430-9605.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, talking youth sports once again with Dr. David Geyer, orthopedic surgeon, sports medicine specialist based in Charleston, South Carolina. Dr. Geyer holds board certification from the American Board of Orthopedic Surgery and Orthopedic Surgery, as well as subspecialty in orthopedic sports medicine. His passion is sharing sports medicine and wellness information in easy-to-understand language for athletes, parents, coaches, and other healthcare providers. His critically acclaimed blog at drdavidgeyer.com and his weekly sports medicine podcast are go-to resources for athletes young and old. Dr. Geyer is the author of That's Gotta Hurt, The Injuries That Change Sports Forever. Dr. David Geyer back with us on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome back to the program.
Oh, thanks for having me back. Glad to do it.
So much to talk about. We'll have you back often, and we're continuing our discussion of youth sports. Today we want to talk about talking to kids about pain and telling someone they are injured. And that's something real difficult for any of us to admit that, you know, we're injured and we might have to back off here for a little bit. First of all, what should we be telling our kids about pain? The youth sports participants, what should we be telling them to watch for in terms of pain?
Well, you're right. It's really tricky because kids really don't want to let people down. They don't want to let their coaches down, their parents down, and certainly their teammates. And they really, even more than adults, have a sense that if they come out of the game, that, you know, if the team doesn't do well, that's going to be their fault. And so they tend to hide injuries or deny injuries and just pain much more even than high school and adults tend to do. And so I think that it needs to be sort of a constant education, both with the coaches and the parents. I think if I'm a parent of a young kid that plays sports, it's talking to them, saying it's okay to tell us if you're having, you know, shoulder pain or elbow pain in a non-threatening way, and not beat them down with it, but just bring it up, you know, throughout the year, just, you know, get to where they feel comfortable mentioning it to you.
How difficult is it to explain to them when the pain is too much? I assume you fall down when you're playing soccer, you get hit with a baseball when you're playing baseball, that type of thing. How do you explain to them, okay, that's normal, you know, a couple hours and that's going to be gone, as opposed to something that's going to be persistent?
Well, I think that's the great point. So if as a parent, they don't tell you about it, then you don't know that they haven't had problems for a month.
Yes.
I think that if you can open the lines of communication so that they say, hey, you know, my elbow's been bothering me in practice today, then as, you know, as a mom and a dad and as a player and, you know, you even get the coach involved, then you know it just started today or maybe the day before, and then you watch it maybe for a day. Maybe you take a day off, or maybe you switch positions to avoid stress on it. You try maybe some ice or anti-inflammatory medications. And if that's enough to get it better, or doing that for a few days is enough to get better, great. But at least you know, hey, we know about it, and we try these simple things. And if it's not getting better, then you can go get it checked out fairly early before it turns into a much bigger problem.
What about the role of the coach, and how understanding are they when somebody comes and says, I have a particular injury, I don't know whether I should play or not?
It's super important that the coach takes that seriously. There's no bigger risk factor, at least when we look at young pitchers, and that's probably the area we have the most data on injuries in youth sports. There's no bigger risk for a serious shoulder and elbow injury, one that ends up needing surgery, than pitching through pain. And so that, if you take that to all sports, you know, trying to play soccer on an ankle that really hurts or a knee that really hurts or football with a particular injury, you're much more likely to potentially do harm and even have an injury that leads to weeks and weeks out if you try to push through pain. And so the coaches need to listen and take that very seriously and be supportive and not just say, oh, just play through it or it'll make you tougher. That's where you really get into some fairly serious injury problems.
How about the role of a parent? They're sitting there watching a football game, college or pro, and they're talking about this particular player missed practice this week, but it's game day and he's a champ and he's out there and he's going to play through the injury because the playoffs are at stake, that type of thing. How do you watch that with a youth sports participant and say, that's not what you do, that's what they do?
Yeah, I think it is tricky because you're right. They see the older athletes and what they do, and you know, the problem is these kids are not just miniature little adults. Their bodies are different. They have different injuries in response to the same types of stress, you know, with open growth plates, and they don't have the muscle strength that the college athletes and the adult athletes have. So I think you have to look at it, you step back and really look at it in the big picture and look at it as, you know, rest during the season, maybe fewer practices than the older kids get.
Great information available at Dr. David's website, which is drdavidgeier.com, G-E-I-E-R.com. And you can link on directly to Dr. David's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dr. Geyer, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Look forward to doing it again.
Make sure you like This Week in America on Facebook, and also you can follow This Week in America on Twitter at TWIA Radio.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.